Live from a secret bunker somewhere behind enemy lines in the frontier of free speech, this is the Steve Gerber Show, God Bless America, for Friday, May the 24th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know for hour number three. Three, more rough weather for the nation's rain-soaked and flood-plagued midsection. A rare day of sun and wind helped dry parts of Michigan, but it is a long way from helping farmers get their fields planted as they should. More rough harvest to come this fall. Number two, as we get set to celebrate Memorial Day in Michigan, the warnings about PFAS contamination are continuing to spread. Some claim Michigan has the highest number of contaminated places in the country, but the truth is we test more than anyone else. And number one, Michigan lawmakers in session at this hour in a rare Friday session on Memorial Day weekend. Could they finally be setting their sights on getting auto insurance reform done for the people of Michigan? In session now, what will it mean? I mean, we've already been told by the governor she doesn't support this. Governor Whitmer says she's not a supporter of this. But the legislature in session, and Republican leaders, maybe they're near a deal with Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer on a sweeping plan to reform the state's no-fault auto insurance. Maybe the three key players came to the table, just like we were told by Rich Studley of the Michigan Chamber needed to happen. The unusual 8 o'clock in the morning meeting, allowing lawmakers to vote on a proposal before leaving town for Memorial Day weekend. Now, if the governor and the leaders of the state House and the state Senate can put a deal together to cut rates that are often the highest in the country, that would probably be something that most Michigan residents would support. Michigan's insurance system has been in place since 1976. It's unusual. In fact, there's nothing else like it. But today's session indicates a planned vote on auto insurance reform that previously passed the Senate, but significant changes are expected. But all across Lansing, people are buzzing and speculating that they might actually be close to getting it done. Among those making comments, Senator Curtis Hertel of East Lansing, I hear what everybody else hears, that a deal has been cut, but I haven't seen the whole thing yet, nor a lot of details. Whitmer, Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey, and House Speaker Lee Chatfield got together several times yesterday. And again, I go back to what Rich Studley was saying here on the program just a couple of days ago from the Michigan Chamber, that a deal needed to facilitate these three people, Whitmer, Shirkey, and Chatfield, had to get together, put the cameras out of sight, get the reporters out of the way, get everybody out of the room, and let them sit down and work it out. Now, the Legislative Services Bureau was put on standby to draft potential bill language ahead of the session today. Key officials saying very little about it. We're making progress. That comes from Amber McCann, spokeswoman for Shirkey, describing what she called continuing momentum. We'll keep an eye on it. See what happens. And soon, by the way, our partnership with Great Lakes News will be greatly enhanced because we're going to have not one, but two correspondents at the Capitol that we can go to directly, enhancing your coverage, enhancing your knowledge, and making sure that we can get all of these things in a much faster, more timely fashion. That's what we're doing for you here going forward in 2019. We have an incredible team here at the Steve Gerber Show and on the Michigan Talk Network. But we want to do more, we want to expand, and we're going to do that. So I'm telling you now as we head into June, that we will be expanding our coverage, expanding our team, and making sure that you have more coverage from the state capitol on important issues like auto insurance. It's important to us here, and we're doing it for you. By the way, as you head into Memorial Day, you might have seen this poll recently that PFAS contamination is more prevalent in Michigan than it is anywhere else. Now, it's not exactly true, but what happened last year is this. Actually, at the end of 2017, here's what happened. The governor, Rick Snyder, reacting to an interview on this program of a whistleblower, Bob Delaney from the MDEQ, talking about PFAS contamination, PFAS being a family of chemicals that has been linked to all sorts of cancers and maladies and issues. and it's in water, and it comes from tanneries and chroming facilities and Teflon and waterproofing products and in your pizza box, potentially. And these chemicals have made their way into the water supply. And so this recent map showed that Michigan had more of the PFAS contamination than any place else. Not exactly true, because what the governor did, Governor Snyder did, he said, we must react to this. And he reacted to the interview on this program and put a series of events into motion that resulted in the most comprehensive testing program in the nation. And I give Governor Snyder great credit for that. He was proactive. He heard about what the problem was, that at Air Force bases and military facilities and firefighting facilities, because aqueous firefighting foam, one of the key agents that has PFAS, it spreads this chemical contamination. They identified this as a big problem, and they went to work on it. And they started to figure out where it is, and they started to focus on places like Van Atten Lake in Oscoda Township on the east side of the state near the Air Force base there. Well, the former Air Force base there, Wordsmith, of course, and said, we have to make sure that we take care of this. Now, as you head out to Memorial Day, there are several different places where there are warnings being put out. And if you see the signs, don't eat the fish, don't touch the foam. You know, all I can say is that you probably want to take those seriously. PFAS also found in some places in the white-tailed deer population. But some of the places that have been listed as areas of concern include, in the Huron River area, creeks, ponds, and rivers in four separate counties, Norton Creek, Kent Lake, Hubble Pond, or Mill Pond in Oakland County, Ore Lake, Strawberry and Zuki Lakes, Gallagher Lake, Loon Lake, Whitewood Lakes, and Baseline and Portage Lakes, all in Livingston County, Barton Pond, Geddes Pond, Argo Pond, Ford Lake in Washtenaw County, and Belleville Lake in Wayne County. The best way to go about this is to figure out where you're going. You know, you don't have to be paranoid about it, but you need to be probably proactive about it and smart about it. PFAS is a serious contaminant, and exposure to it over a period of time can cause significant health and well-being issues to you and your family. So it's important that you know exactly how to handle it, how to avoid it, how to keep you and your family safe from it. Make sense? Of course it does. It's what we do here. Of course it makes sense. All right. Speaking of that, my friends at Wolverine Water, by the way, have a PFAS premium system that'll take PFAS contamination out with a water purification system. So keep that in mind. Wolverine Water, Michigan's premier water treatment company, since 1947, they are active statewide. They have offices in Lowell and East Lansing. And all of the machines they build to make your water pure are built right here in Michigan. And in fact, here coming up next week, right after the holiday, we're going to be putting together a contest for you. A reverse osmosis system from our friends at Wolverine will be given away right here on this program. So keep that in mind. Paul and the guys at Wolverine doing a great job since 1947. If you want pure water, if you want peace of mind, I suggest Wolverine. I suggest Wolverine. This part of the program also brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power. It's the Steve Rivers Show.
It's hiring season in the construction industry, and have they got a job for you? Find out at MichiganConstruction.com. Major companies are looking to fill positions all over Michigan, so when the weather breaks, they can get to work, and so can you. If you're looking for a great place to hang your hard hat, check out MichiganConstruction.com. Before the snow melts, you can have great pay, health care, benefits, and a future, because it just might be a career. Go to MichiganConstruction.com. That's MichiganConstruction.com, because Michigan is hiring.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
The National Guard for me was a perfect fit. I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I want to be a part of something bigger than myself. I didn't find that in the normal day-to-day life. I didn't find that working behind a desk. I realized being hands-on and being a soldier was something that would keep me active, keep me outside. keep me in the, that team environment that I craved and that I needed so much. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake. I wanted to be in Boise, Idaho. I wanted to be home. The National Guard gave me the opportunity to stay right where I was, serve my country and my community, and it was the best of both worlds. I grew up flying bush planes in Alaska with my dad. I was fortunate enough to get my pilot's license. I wanted to be in helicopters. I wanted to be a crew chief. The Army National Guard gave me a chance to fly helicopters now instead of fixed-wing aircraft.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station. Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.